The topic of a second ice sheet was before the city council last October. Now, Assistant City Manager Matt Dias says staff is looking for some direction now that the Snyderville Basin Recreation District has announced that it's budgeting $1.25 million for a second rink if an open space and recreation bond goes on November's ballot and is approved by voters.
The previous direction for city council in terms of consideration of a second sheet of ice was to achieve 100% cost recovery. Since that hasn't happened quite yet, but there is this opportunity now with the Basin Recreation's overture, I think staff was thinking that it was a good time to come back to council to check in and say, given this new information, is there something else, a new direction you'd like to give us, or some additional feasibility studies that you'd like us to conduct?
With the first rink already scheduled out from 5 a.m. to midnight most days, Dias says they believe that there will be enough growth in the future to support a second rink.
Any of the population numbers that you'd look at for this area over the next 10 years, it would be hard to argue against that. But the current ice sheet is nearing capacity. They have, many times turning away business because the ice rink currently provides public services in terms of free ice times, open ice skates. That's times when they could be earning money otherwise by renting out to a private facility or private group. So they are reaching capacity. They haven't quite reached it yet. And it was only about maybe 3 months since the last time we were before them. But given this new information, we thought it critical to come back at this point in time.
He says it's still too early to know whether the rink would be built separately or as part of the first one.
There are several combinations. A few of them do sort of try to create some economy of scale by taking advantage of compressors and pumpers and staff that are there now. But that's something that we'd be digging into deeper down the line.
Park City Assistant City Manager Matt Dias. He added that the rink is just as busy in the summer months as it is during the winter. The City Council will be addressing the issue in work session today starting at about 5 o'clock. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.